Getting There in Jacksonville was WJCT's second ever Jackson event, co-hosted with Modern Cities. The transportation panel discussion was last week here at our studios. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo, and I moderated that talk. Here are some of the highlights in this week's Jackson on WJCT. Getting There in Jacksonville was a conversation with four people directly involved in the city's transportation planning and the future of downtown. Kay Ehouse is CEO of Groundwork Jacksonville, which is raising money to build a connected trail through the urban core in sections over the next 10 years, starting in Brooklyn and La Villa.
These are neighborhoods that don't have great parks, that don't have public art, that have creeks that need to be restored. And it's going to be a way to create all these things for them and also give them access to nature and places to get exercise.
Also downtown, planners are gearing up for what's called the Innovation Corridor along Bay Street, a sandbox of sorts for all kinds of sensors that will collect data about everything from crime to how many people are crossing the street. Former JTA planner Brad Thoborn, who still consults for the city, says this one has a lot of buzz around it among the business community.
The chamber got excited because they saw it as an economic development sort of branding opportunity to show that Jacksonville is open for new ideas, new technology, and we want to showcase how it can work and not have something here and something there, but let's load up one quarter and show the potential.
One of the companies lending its expertise in data collection is Jacksonville's Urban SDK. Owner Justin Dennis talked about how his company helped planners in San Francisco.
Most of the lower income residents of San Francisco don't live downtown, but the majority of jobs are downtown. And most of the residents are traveling over 2 hours on some form of public transit in order to get to that job. So we are putting data science to work for the betterment of communities.
Here in Jacksonville, average commutes may be shorter, but our city has its own challenges, like being one of the country's least safe places for people to walk. City Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman says she sees the pedestrian danger firsthand with the homeless population she serves as CEO of La Villa's Clara White Mission. The nearby corner of Beaver and Broad is a real problem, she says.
The city came out, they actually put new equipment up, but it did not stop the accidents that were happening. We've had a couple of fatalities as well. So being able not only putting the equipment up, but how do you come back and check that the sensors in terms of the timing is right, or the pedestrian walkway with the lights on it, is a lighting right in that particular area? And again, those individuals that utilize those systems every day, they don't know how to call or navigate through the government.
And the conversation didn't stop there. Want to hear about those driverless people movers JTA is testing to replace the Skyway? Or why bike share might have a social equity problem? Those and lots more topics are in the full show, which you can see on the WJCT Facebook page. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.